When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So we're at Mar-a-Lago right now, Palm Beach, and Ryan Garcia called last night saying, I want to be on the podcast. He flew out here. We just had a great 90-minute conversation. We talked about a lot of different things. Obviously, he shocked the entire world Saturday with the fight against Haney, where Vegas got it wrong. DraftKings said Haney's going to win minus 700, minus 900. He was plus 550. Millions of dollars was lost betting against Ryan Garcia. Was it a big troll job? Was he shocking the hell out of everybody? Was he acting? I asked all those questions. He had a lot to say about the prime drink, right? If I'm not mistaken, Logan Paul, Jake Paul. He said something, a place he's about to visit that he hasn't yet told anybody. You'll hear about that. And I asked him a question. I said, so you fought Tank now and you fought Haney. Who was better? What was the difference? Most people would probably say that, oh, Tank's a much harder hit and all this other stuff. You're going to be surprised by his analysis on what he said. We talk scripture. We talk a lot of weird things. And you're going to laugh. There's a couple clips we played. We talked about his dad, a couple scenes with his dad. You're going to really enjoy this podcast with Ryan. And by the way, Ryan is officially on Manect. So if you want to ask him any questions, a video, FaceTime, you can Manect him. Here's his QR code. But having said that, enjoy this sit down with the one and only, shocking the world on Saturday, Ryan Garcia.
Ryan!
Well, I'm going to hunt you down. I'm going to knock you out. I'm going there and just this man up. You don't understand. I'm going to him up.
I'm destined for something that could be great.
I have PBD helping me in this camp and many other warriors.
This is not an act, and I don't know what it is.
No, the path you're going down is dangerous, my friend.
I don't give a...
Y'all was tripping, not me. You got the truth.
What a fight. What a show. What an event.
Did you ever think you would make it? I feel I'm so close, I could taste sweet victory. I know this life meant for me. Yeah. Why would you bet on Goliath when we got Bet David? Value taming, giving values contagious. This world of entrepreneurs, we get no value to haters. How they run, homie, look what I become. I'm the one.
So we got the one and only Ryan Garcia in the house, who absolutely shocked the world, except for probably one person. I want to tell you a story. So we're all at the cigar lounge. Okay. We're at the club.
Fire.
We're watching a fight. Kevin Connolly, I don't know if you know who Kevin Connolly is from the show Entourage, if you've ever seen Entourage, or I don't know if you're the Notebook type, the movie
Notebook. Notebook.
Okay, he's in the Notebook. He's like, the
why
friend.
Why is that funny?
Yeah, the movie I've never seen.
Great movie,
I've never seen. Ladies love it.
What are you talking about? That's a great movie.
I haven't seen it.
Why was that funny?
Knowing Ryan, by the way, knowing Ryan, would you be surprised if that's the movie he watched before the fight to get mentally in the right state, right?
No.
Yeah. So
you
got
to be willing to die for your woman. That should get me going, though.
Hey, look. So let me tell you, I get a text from Kevin, okay. And he's the only guy that texts me this, because everybody's texting saying what's going to happen to the fight, okay?
Right.
It's 11:46 Eastern Standard Time. He texts me, says, Pat, Ryan Garcia is about to pull the first ever social media rope-a-dope. You heard it here. Meaning, he's telling me that you trolled the entire world with the fight.
Yeah,
so was this all an act? What part of it was real? Tell us about it.
I mean, my cameraman Chance, Ajay's there. Hey, we have it pre-recorded months ago. What did I say was going to happen? I said, I'm about to make sure everybody thinks I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Why? Wow, this is going to be called the Great Escape. Like, I have it all documented. I was already planning it, weeks and weeks and months behind. I don't know what made me come up with the idea, honestly. I just, one day, just decided just to go all in and just commit to a plan that I had, and I was not going to budge for nobody. It didn't matter if I went on his podcast, anybody's podcast. I was acting like sporadic, like just like crazy. I would go on
your mannerisms,
like,
you were just like
spaces.
Your
I'd be like, I'll do this with my nose. Like, it's just a tick. I had everything. But then you make adjustments too. What was real though is at times I did drink a little bit during camp because I like to drink.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of different things I want to ask you about. A lot of different questions. A lot of different topics. And what's so funny is we just had you on the podcast 2.5 months ago, and a lot's happened obviously in 2.5 months. So, you ever seen the movie Primal Fear? You guys ever seen Primal Fear or no? You've never seen Primal Fear with Edward Norton. Who here has seen Primal
Fear? I like Edward Norton.
Edward Norton is a sick guy. He's one of the best.
Primal Fear, it's a movie where Edward Norton plays two personalities, and he fools everybody. And at the end of the movie, he claps for Richard Gere, okay? Do you feel like you fooled everybody with this whole thing? So, and if yes, you think you can do that twice? Because the second time around, people are going to be, you can only do that one time. You can't do it twice.
No, you can.
You think you can?
No, for sure. I just got to let me cook. You know what I mean? Like, maybe I'll go into, like, the I'm super disciplined narrative, or maybe I just act even crazier. Maybe I take it to a step too far. You know, maybe. Or maybe I make it look like it's a step too far. Who knows? We never know.
You ever read 40 Laws of Power?
Uh-uh.
You ever read Art of Seduction?
Mm-mm.
33 Strategies of War? Did you speak to Jake Paul? Did you talk to Conor before? Did you watch something that inspired you to change your approach of marketing for a fight? What got you to say, I'm going to take a complete different approach with marketing this fight?
Well, it was just basically, it kept on unraveling itself. If I'm being quite honest, it was more of a, it wasn't so much like my ideas, like more of just wisdom coming from God. And then I just made adjustments as I went. Like, I would have these strong, feelings or just urges, like Nick's from the Holy Spirit to do this, do that. And then, like, God always cleaned up everything that I was doing. Because I felt like on the one side, it was like I had the enemy pushing me to do certain things. And then I had, you know, God. And then it was just like, no matter what happened, God always made it right. So I would have to give all the credit to God and the wisdom of God and the Holy Spirit, for sure.
So I want to read this to you. Okay, some of the events on what happened. Okay. During the, this is a timeline here. Let's go through some of it. So Ryan Garcia starts beef with Jake Paul. Then Ryan Garcia discusses Bohemian Grove.
Oh, yeah.
Then Ryan Garcia slams Logan Paul's prime drink.
That's
right. Ryan Garcia accuses Victor Conte, Devin Haney of cheating. Then Ryan Garcia addresses prediction of Baltimore Bridge collapsing. Then Ryan Garcia tweets he will kill Devin Haney.
Sex.
Then Ryan Garcia, New York Boxing Commission evaluation, the whole mental thing that you said defamation, you're going to sue them. Mm-mm. Then Ryan Garcia and Alicia Baumgartner beef. Then Garcia launches X-rated tirade at the New York Mets. Ryan Garcia cleared to fight by the New York Boxing Commission. Ryan Garcia touches base with influencer Andrew Tate. There's all these stories.
Yeah,
and every day it's something new,
right,
that you were putting out there.
Yeah.
Okay. The part I want to know is which one of these are actual opinions that you have? How much of it was antics?
Well, ask me. Which one?
Okay, so go through it. So Bohemian Grove. You said you have a video that you saw.
Well, there's actually many stories on it, and there's actually a lot of people that have come forward to me. And, you know, there's actually really people in the front lines of all this. You know, I'm in contact with them. His name is Jayco. I'm not going to say his last name, but basically he's a big advocate. He goes to Congress all the time to speak about child sex trafficking, and he could confirm all these things. A lot of these things, you know, I have experienced not only like spiritually, in my spiritual senses, before I even knew about the Bohemian Grove, he's a testament to it. I had a vision like in 2021. I seen like a beast coming out of San Francisco, and I seen the San Francisco Bridge, and then I seen like the woods, and I seen people doing really weird things. And I went up to my friend. I said, "Hey man, is there a place that people do weird things in the woods? I'm just curious." And he was like, "Well, what are you talking about? Bohemian Grove?" And I didn't know what it was, but that was 2021. So I've just been able to like, I'm very spiritually gifted, so I could see things before they happen because of God. And there's countless stories of that happening.
The kids, did you actually have videos of kids, things that
I actually thought? I do have videos.
You have videos?
Yes, we have videos.
Who has seen them? Who have you shown them to?
The guy, Jayco. He has them. We're going to go to Congress with it.
Has anybody else here seen them? Have you guys seen the videos?
No, they have not seen them.
You guys have never seen the videos?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so you've not shown it to anybody else. It's just you and him that have.
Yeah.
Now, is it something you have access to or he has access to?
We both do.
You both have access to.
Okay.
Why haven't you shown it yet? If you have those
videos? I'm just not going to put that on the internet. And then there's also other people that have videos and, you know, they're victims. But I'm not going to put that on the internet. That's disgusting.
How high are some of these people? Is it because these guys are higher up, powerful people that you don't expose them?
Well, I mean, everything's in people's faces. You don't got to look too far. You know what I mean? There's so many stars. I mean, this is not even a conspiracy at this point. You know, at the end of the day, all these things can be traced and documented. And for me to, like, show proof is just kind of funny because it's right in front of everybody's face. They painted in the illusion that it's a conspiracy, but it's not a conspiracy if there's proof. Hey, I'm Ryan Garcia, and I have joined Manect. You could connect with me there. I'll be talking to you personally through messages, FaceTime, and a lot of other things. So we can talk business, boxing, whatever you would like to ask me. So go connect with me at Manect.
This is you. You haven't seen the videos. And I think when was it when you and I spoke? We spoke, a month prior to the fight or something like that, right? When we had
FaceTime.
We had the 30-minute FaceTime. And I want to show this video. Rob, can you pull up the video of when you announced what you're going to be doing? This video, I don't know if you remember this video. Play this clip. This is 10 minutes after our conversation or an hour after our conversation. Go ahead and play this clip.
Here to announce my return back to Instagram. Now, over these past couple days, you guys have seen some pretty intense things. I understand what they are and I understand what they look like. But I'm coming back to announce I'm not going to speak on any other topic other than boxing, sports, and my fight. That's the only thing I'm going to be talking about. And I'm training for this fight. I want everybody to know this fight's still on. 420, 5 weeks of super focus. I have PBD helping me in this camp and many other warriors. So I thank you guys for the support, and I'll see you guys on 420.
I think this lasted 30 minutes until you went back on social media again.
No, but you got to understand, like I said, I won't talk about it, you know, until, you know, I'll do super focus, but I didn't like tell you how long I was going to do it. All I said was I was going to do it. It could have been for 10 minutes, 5 minutes.
It was 30 minutes.
Hey, but I never put a time frame on it. So, yeah.
So but you know what is the tough part with you're sitting next to De La Hoya and you're talking about, can you pull up Rob, that one meme you posted on Instagram? This has got to be the most demoralizing thing for a fighter. And I'm talking Devin Haney. Oh. If you go to his Instagram, you have to show this meme. Keep going down, keep going down, keep going down. That one to the left, right there. So check this out. I want you to see this. This is painful. So Devin Haney to the left wakes up at 4:30 in the morning every day to train. No drugs or alcohol. Listens to his trainer. Diet, sparring, trains five times a day. Runs 8 miles every day. Ryan to the right, alcohol, thank you, Jesus.
Okay, that's some funny shit.
And because it's blurred out, your stomach looks like it's really fat. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What do you think? You know, as you're a fighter, you've been you guys had six fights together. You're 3-3. You know him. It's not like you guys don't know each other.
Yeah.
How do you think as a fighter, when we walked in, I'm talking to one of the guys here, and Baron says, when you get into the fight game, temperature, emotion, everything's very high. So Devin is doing an interview with you, okay? Mm-hmm. You're doing the singing thing. Can you play this clip, Rob? He's doing the singing thing.
So
we're watching it.
Doing what I do.
Yeah, you're dancing, and then Devin at the end reacts. Go ahead and take this thing. Okay. Watch this.
NGQ. Doing what I do. All white. Looking nice. Okay. Come through.
I don't know if Ryan Garcia is taking the fight serious or not.
But here's the part, though.
You obviously were.
So he's saying this, and you still knocked him out six times. They only counted three of them. How do you think he's taking that loss, knowing you didn't prepare as much as he did for the fight?
Oh, that's, I don't know how he feels. I mean, obviously, like, anybody who was really trying to pay attention was could obviously see me training and looking sharp. I mean, you can't look that sharp without training. That's just impossible. So, you know, people, that's on them. You know, they underestimated me because of social media, when you can make anything look a certain way on social media, you know? So they fooled themselves.
Vegas odds.
I also fooled Vegas as well.
Well, that's exactly it. Vegas odds, DraftKings had, minus 700, sometimes minus 900. You were plus 550. That's what you were at one point, and then you end up winning.
Yeah.
There's a story of you bet $2 million on yourself.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Is that a true story?
Yeah, it's a true story.
You made $12 million?
I made $12 million.
Yeah. Sick.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool, too. But basically, I gave everybody the word to place that bet. I just felt, like, really disrespected by Vegas. And in my head, I said, this is going to be the biggest loss Vegas ever had in a minute. Because they're, like, I just felt like it was disrespectful. But now they need to put their own, like, they need to put consideration. We cannot be looking at social media to, like, you know, maneuver our odds because obviously they just got fooled.
By the way, how much did Vegas lose, Rob? Is there a way to Google how much did Vegas lose on Ryan Garcia-Devin Haney fight? What's the number? Do they have that? I'm actually curious to know what that number is. Because I'm sure Vegas is not too – do they report a number like that?
I don't know.
See if you can pull that up, if you can find it, how much was lost on a fight like that. Ryan, going with this. So, Devin, fight starts. You're walking out. He's walking out. Right before Mike Tyson comes to you, comes to your room, and then I think he goes to Devin as well, and he's talking to both of you guys, and then you come out. Mm. What are you thinking before the fight when you're going out there? Is it, I fooled the world, and I'm still going to knock his ass out, or what's on your mind when you're going out?
I was just very calm, chilling, just being me. I already knew what I was going to do. I was boxing great in training camp, and just I had the violins playing.
That was sick.
You played out the violins, Rob, because the violins were game changers.
Yeah, they were sick. Yeah.
That's the violins on the back.
Dude, he has a whole opera in there. What are you talking about? One violin. There's freaking like Jan Karen. Look at all the.
Love you, Mike. You look good.
Who thought of that idea? You did? Dude, what was the purpose behind it? Was just to calm your nerves?
Energy. It blocks out the energy out of my room. Yeah, so basically protecting my energy, protecting the aura in there. So that's what I did.
How different was it fighting, like you getting hit by Devin, undefeated? You got hit by, you know, Tank. Mm-hmm. You know, what's the difference on the way you felt Haney's hit against Tank?
Well, Haney actually caught me. Gervonta, I didn't really, it wasn't a hard fight. I was just weak. That's not a hard fight for me. I will beat Gervonta Davis worse than I beat Devin Haney. Devin Haney's a harder fight than Gervonta. And I know if he's like, oh, like they're going to go crazy right here. But at the end of the day, you know, I've proved them wrong before. You know, at the end of the day, I was, you guys could pull up the picture of me, how I look for a Tank fight and how I look for Devin Haney fight. They knew what they were doing, and he will never fight me at 145. So it doesn't really matter. And that's why he was trying to text me all nice and tweet me, oh, Ryan, I'll give you my real number now. Go. Let's go to the club, you know. I hung out with P. Diddy, and now I want to hang out with you. Like, bro, we're like.
Tank has seen this. I saw that.
Yeah, you seen that.
Did you guys speak after the fight? Like, did he call you to congratulate you or no?
He tried to go out with me. Pause. He did, though.
Facts.
Yeah.
That night.
That would have been weird.
So he tried to go. So did he call? Like, did you guys actually have a phone call?
No, he was trying to reach out. He was trying to reach out through Twitter.
Got it. So what do you think his outcome is of wanting to talk to you? Do you think he wants a fight or?
No, he's trying to set me up. He's just clout chasing at that moment. He wanted some clout.
You think Tank wants clout?
No, I think he wanted clout at that moment because it was just such a big moment. And I think he doesn't like Devin Haney either. I think it was both.
So who the hell does Devin fight next? Because I understand who you want to fight.
We don't know if he's ever going to be the same.
No, but the rematch, because the belt was on the line. So
3 pounds.
And I'm happy you went back to that. So Ryan, you the 3 pounds over, you drink the beer, you lose $1.5 million. Is that, you lost that, was that it still the tactic? Because you knew you were going to bet and you know what I mean? The $12 million was the win?
Yeah, I mean, it was an investment.
Wow.
It was an investment. One, I'm going to be healthy, and two, you know, that's going to make it look worse. I'm drinking a beer on the scales.
Dude.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. After you lost.
But now, let's be honest. We put apple juice and sparkling water in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, a lot of people said that's not beer, just so you know that. Again, these antics, what's happening with the marketing side Very interesting to see that happen. But I want to go back.
I told you I was going to make $100 million this year. I told you.
Yeah, yeah. And we had a whole vision as well of what could happen in the next 5 years. And I saw you talk about your vision as well, next four fights and what's going to happen. But let me ask you, now that everybody told you, Ryan, sleeping early. Ryan, don't fool around. Mm-hmm. Ryan, wake up early, 7 o'clock. Ryan, go train. I know what I'm doing. And you end up winning. So who the hell do you listen to now?
Just God. Keep on listening to God. You know, at the end of the day, you know, I just did what I felt like I needed to do. They were all trying to hold me back. Oh, not he was. This fucking crazy dude. And then I would escape at 3 in the morning and just be at dinner and just chilling. It was like 2 days before the fight, day before the fight. I'm just like, they're looking for me and I'm in dinner. My phone's off and I'm just vibing.
But here's the question, though. Who does he now listen to? Like, after the fight, is God, Ryan saying, I told you guys, trust me. I know what I'm doing. Is it that kind of a moment? Would you say yes?
Nah, because like at one point he's seen so too many amazing things that he's like, all right, do whatever you want. I don't care. I could be out all night. Then I go run at 4 a.m. I train. I train harder than anybody in this room combined because I don't care.
That's not saying much. We're not competitors. You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't matter. All right, then bring 10 athletes. I will outrun all of them. I will outdo them. Guarantee. They know my energy is unmatched. You cannot stop. I could do 100 pushes right now and not even care. I could do 300. And my hand's swollen. I can still do it. This is my hand still swollen. You see it?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm fresh off the fight. And I don't have a scratch on my face. And I fought a pound-for-pound champion, undefeated, undisputed champion at 135.
He went the distance.
And he barely went the distance because that ref. Yeah. You know, he would have knocked out.
I'm saying you weren't winded.
Yeah, I wasn't winded. He had a broken jaw. I mean, what more do you want?
You almost have to have the rematch again.
No, let's
run it back.
No.
Because you said it.
I did, but it ain't no rematch. This dude got clowned up. I barely tried, bro. I was drinking every day. On Monday, I was at Tao Nightclub. Tuesdays, I was at Little Sister. Wednesdays, I went out. Thursday, I went out. Friday, I was drinking. I was doing whatever I want. The day of the fight, I drank a Blue Moon. I was chilling, bro.
So is the goal now? So he's because obviously there was no belt on the line.
I'm untouched. Look at it, untouched.
Is Tank? Was this the stepping stone to get
like,
the tank?
How do you do it?
Was this the stepping stone to get the tank?
What
was this? This was what you wanted to do to get the tank?
Yeah, Tank. I want to fight Tank, but Tank's not going to fight me.
You don't think he's going to fight you?
100%.
Why not?
Why is that?
He won't go to 145.
Where's he at right now?
He's in the one. Is he 135 still?
Oh, okay.
What was the first fight? Was it 135?
136.
136.
Yeah,
so
it was death.
Because if you put the picture side by side of you fighting Tank versus fighting Haney,
there's a lot of that.
Can you put the picture together, Rob? Ryan Garcia body against Tank versus Haney. It is night and day. By the way, during the fight with Tank, what did you weigh? Fight night.
I was barely like 140. I couldn't get
weight.
142.
That. Look at that. That's 1 year apart.
Dude.
Look what he looks like on the right.
That's real.
Look at the jaw.
Yeah, you don't even look the same.
And then so fight night on the left versus the right. What's your weight? 140 on the right. What are you on the left?
155, 160.
So 155. Well, Tank's not going to get to weight like that to fight you. He's not going to go to 145.
No, he's not.
And would you go to 136 again?
Fudge,
or
no.
Why not?
It's just not healthy. It's not healthy. And Tank has fought at 140 before. We can meet at 144. I mean, simple. If he wants to make a lot of money, we could do it. If not, I don't need him. I'm making a lot of money regardless. I could retire tomorrow.
What was the terms you guys had when you fought Tank? Because you know the whole all these clauses that was.
So basically, when I make weight and cut all that weight and basically kill myself, I can't gain more than 10 pounds, which is very hard in itself not to gain more than 10 pounds after cutting so much weight. So he pretty much handicapped me to basically be dehydrated in the ring.
So meaning 136, you hit the weight, you cannot go to 146. Who else that fought in the past puts that clause in there?
Only pussies. That's it. I would never do that to nobody. I don't know. There's a lot of pussies out there. Not me. Excuse my language. To me, that's the worst rule you could put on somebody you could kill somebody like that. Your brain needs to have hydration. Your brain is the last thing to rehydrate. So I heard, but who knows? But
136 to 146. So if you guys go to 140, would you fight him at 144 with the 10-pound clause?
Yeah, I'd do that.
So you're okay with going to 154?
Yes.
But you don't want to go 136 to 146.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So this time when you weighed in, you were 3 pounds over. What did you gain when you went to the fight?
Oh, I was like about 160.
So 160 fight, what was the weight when you... Was it 145 with you and Haney, or what was the...
I was 143, and he was 140. So
you went 17 pounds.
Yeah.
And that clause wasn't in it with Haney.
No.
Yeah, because when you guys stand up, stood toe-to-toe, it just didn't make sense.
No.
It was very obvious you were the bigger guy.
Yeah.
And did you
and
feel
usually,
that...
And usually he's the bigger guy. Usually he's the weight bully. But the weight bully got bullied, so...
And you're saying Haney is a tougher fighter?
100%.
Okay, so put him, if Haney fights Tank, who wins?
Haney beats Tank.
Haney beats Tank if they fight?
Yeah, I know. Boxing is a wild sport.
Why do you say that? In what just area does him. Haney?
Beats him out of just pure volume and just knows how to use his reach good. Tank will try to hurt him, but I don't think Tank could, Tank won't get to Haney. Definitely Haney will beat Tank. I know it's a. I know everybody's gonna be like, "Oh, Ryan's crazy again." Blah blah blah. But if it happens, I have Haney.
Okay, so you're not up for a rematch with Haney.
Not till he recovers. Like, we got to know if he's okay. Because I heard I broke his jaw.
So
he says I didn't, but that jaw did look broken. Can somebody bring up his jaw? I have broken a man's jaw anyways in sparring. That's why I'm like, that looked pretty broken to me. I split a man's jaw in half straight. They say it usually breaks sideways. It went straight down. Look at his face. No, the other side. It had to be at least his cheek, something.
Oh,
bro.
Damn. I didn't notice that.
Yeah. The right side?
Yeah,
yeah, that's not
right.
That don't look
and by
right.
The way, he gave you credit when he said, what did he say? What was the line he used? He says, Haney said something at the press conference, at the interview, where he said, I didn't take him seriously. There was something that he said that he caught me.
He slept on.
I slept on him. Yeah, I slept on him. And you got. And by the way, it didn't take long.
Mm,
when the fight started.
Sure.
Okay, so how about the part where you're turning? You're doing a little bit of a Mayweather, right?
Yeah.
Or so when you're doing that, and the commentators were hearing them saying, you know, Haney should be hitting that.
And he was.
Are you feeling anything?
No.
Zero.
It's numb. I do that all the time in sparring. I hit myself with bamboo sticks right here. I punch myself right here. So when they hit me, I don't feel nothing. That's why I'm like, oh, yeah. And pause. No, Diddy. Like, I shouldn't have said, ooh. Yeah.
A little too natural, yeah.
Yeah, that's facts.
So, okay, so let's stay on this with Haney and Tank.
Yeah.
You're saying Haney, prediction if they fight, but at a position like this now, Tank has leverage over all of you, no?
I don't think he has leverage over me personally.
You don't think Tank has leverage over you?
No.
If I'm representing...
I'm a bigger fighter than him. Nobody knows him outside of the U.S. Everybody knows me everywhere I go, you know? So at the end of the day, he needs me. I'm international. He's national. That's it. You know, he's big in America, but not bigger anywhere else. So I have way more followers than him. I have way more engagement. I'm cooler than him. I know how to speak better than him. I know how to promote better him, better fighter, everything. No way he has leverage. He could go kiss a good one.
He could go kiss a good one.
A good one.
Okay. So are there talks right now? Because when you were on the podcast, that was what? January 31st, when we had you on the podcast. You said on the podcast, I'm going to be fighting Devin Haney on 420. The announcement wasn't made for 3-4 days. And you all, hey, we're going to be fighting 420. And then announcement was, oh, shit, so he is going to be fighting Haney. And then everybody's looking forward to the fight. Is there anybody that's any talks right now with anything, or there's no talks right now about the next fight?
We have a little bit of talks with Sugar Sean O'Malley for a boxing match. He wants to fight. There's another opportunity for me to fight in August. I guess the Saudis are going to place an event in Los Angeles in August. So I could fight Pitbull Cruz there. And then there's this guy that I want to fight as well. His name's Sebastian Fondora. He has a world title at 154. I could knock him out cold. There it is.
Yeah. Can you go to Sean O'Malley did an interpretation of the fight. If you go to Twitter, you should find it. He made a video talking about what the fight was like. And it was almost like trying to troll a little bit with the whole turning around. I don't know if you saw that or not.
Yeah.
Are you guys friends?
We have acquaintances together, but no, we're not friends. I'm not friends with guys with hair like that.
Go ahead and play this. He's a character.
Devin Haney just got done. Very impressive fight from Ryan. He was using an interesting technique. He would throw his left hook, which was really nice. Throw his left hook, instantly turn back. Could get hit. Here you go.
So stupid.
Good fight.
He's funny, man. Sean is another character. Funny, he's another character. So, but who do you want to fight? Like, is there a fight like you want to have where it's
Gervonta Davis rematch?
Gervonta Davis rematch.
No, Floyd told me that we're going to be fighting other people first, and then we could do it later on. So it's not going to happen right now.
Davis is not going to happen right now. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Floyd told me it's not going to happen right now.
What's the timeline? What do you think? 2 years? 3 years?
Maybe a year and a half, 2 years, depending on how big the hype is. I'm all for doing it right now, but I got too much momentum. They don't want this work.
So, Ryan, what's more important to you? I'm going to paint a picture to you. Tell me what's more important to you, right? Okay? 35 years old, okay? Ryan goes on a 10-year run. What's your record right now? Is it 20? What is it, 26-1 or 20? What's the record right now?
25-1.
25-1?
Yeah.
25-1. Okay, so you got 20 knockouts. Okay, so you go on a 10-year run.
Yeah.
Okay? Just a number we're throwing out there. You can take the number however long it is. But let's just say you go to 35, okay? And you finish your career with, pick a number, 40-1.
Right.
Okay? 45-1. And maybe even you go, you know, further than that. But 10 years, you got to get, what, 2 fights a year to hit 20 victories to get to 45. Okay, let's say you do 45-1. Mm. And you go down as one of the greatest of all time, where you're on the Mount Rushmore of your space, your industry, okay? Boxing, where you're doing it at. You have one thing that others don't have. It's a gift that God gave you, right? It's a very weird gift. At any point, whoever you show up with, whether you're drinking Blue Moon or not, you're dangerous. Yeah, because if that thing hits you, somebody's going down,
yeah,
right?
For sure.
Or between now and 30 years old, you make $200 million, $250 million, and you walk away from the sport, and you're like one of the better entertaining boxers of all time, but you're not a top 5 guy. Which one matters more to you?
I want both, but which one matters most to me?
Yeah.
The entertainer, because entertaining pays the bills. You could be one of the best fighters in the world and you didn't make shit. And your family is starving, asking for food after you can't speak no more. Yeah, I'd rather take the money, brother. At the end of the day, you don't make a lot of money unless you fight good people. And if you don't win, people are not going to be interested. So it comes as a 2-on-1 special. You can't be one or the other. You have to be both. I just beat a pound-for-pound guy.
Guy that single-handedly.
They said he was pound-for-pound. He was also undisputed.
Yep.
He'd never been defeated. And I demolished him. It wasn't even close. The 112-12 judge should be fined.
But stay on this, though, because this is very important. I think, you know, I'll give you an analogy, and I'm, you know.
My hip still hurts from fighting.
Your hips hurt?
I can't even move my, yeah.
So, bodybuilding, okay, yeah. Mr. Olympia. Nobody gives a shit about winning Mr. Olympia today like they used to. 20 years ago meant something. Today it doesn't. And the brand has died a lot. It matters to a very small niche audience, but not Ronnie Coleman, not what some of these guys, Phil Cutler, Arnold. It's a very different game, right? Why is that? Because you can be an influencer today, make 10 million bucks. Why would I put Primo, you know, Tran, D-Ball, Deca, why would I put all this stuff in my body and die at 45 years old to win Mr. Olympia? For what? And even in football, you're seeing some guys retiring early because they don't want to have any concussions. Like, look, if I walk away at 50 million bucks at 30 years old because I just want to have a better life, is that kind of how you're processing it? Let me make my money next 5 years and I can go into Hollywood, acting, do something else.
I mean, I could already do that right now. I mean, at the end of the day, I do it at the same time. You know, I just got it like that. Like, I could act, and then I could be training while I'm acting, and then I could fight while I was filming a movie. Like, I'm just naturally gifted like that. I could be one of the best fighters of all time, and I could be doing other stuff. I've just been blessed like that. I've been anointed by God, and that's it. There's nothing else to put to it.
Got it. Yeah, but the idea of...
I know it seems like, whoa, how can you do that? But I've done it already. I was making music while I was training for this fight. I did a deal with Universal where I have, you know, distribution rights through my record label, We Don't Miss Records. I just dropped a song. I'm about to go on tour. Like, I'm doing this all while I'm training. You know, and then creating a narrative for the fight. I'm doing a bunch of stuff all at once and doing investments and doing podcasts. I was doing that all while training. I could just do a lot of things. I'm just like that. God did. Thank you, God.
Yeah, the model today.
Oh, and then I just did the face of Giorgio Armani soon. That's another thing I got done. So there's a lot of things I'm getting done.
You're going to get a lot more of opportunities now. I'm sure you're going to get a lot of weird calls right now, sponsorships wanting you to do this. Hey, we want to give you a watch.
Yeah, talk about
it. We want to give you this. We want to give you that.
Blue Moon.
Shout out Blue Moon. And Coca-Cola. Yeah. Nobody could do it better than me. I always say I don't do Coke, but I do Coca-Cola.
So you don't do Coke?
Definitely not. Never have done it in my life.
Never have you done it in your life?
Never tried it, never done it.
Zero.
Zero.
Really? By the way, this is very important. Yeah. This is very important.
That's very good.
You've never done cocaine in your life?
Never done cocaine in my life, and I would be the first one to admit it. I never did.
And just so you know, I look at him because everybody at your level needs a guy like him in your life. Nope. Yeah, it's very hard to find you said his name, so RJ, obviously I know who you are. But, you know, because that's what a lot of people accuse you of doing.
I know.
Yeah, a lot of influencers will say, Ryan's on cocaine. Ryan's doing this.
I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a joke. Come on, take a joke.
Just come with white stuff all over his face.
Yeah, never.
But you have to give props for the act, yo, because Ryan.
I'm an A-class actor, see, no disrespect.
No, but going back to the acting, he was acting like you were tweeting. I'm not going to front.
Let me tell you.
Is this dude on blow?
Let me tell you. I'm telling you right now, Ryan is not wrong, okay? He's not wrong, and here's what I mean by it. Because, for example, okay, certain people, you know, they would say, Michael, when they were in the Olympics, 92, right, the last dance, they're like, man, dude, we'd go play, we'd practice, Michael would go 36 holes,
yeah,
then come back, go to the casino, get up, come back in the morning, score 35 points, and then go back 36 holes. And all the other guys, Barkley, they're like, listen, I can't do this, Michael. I go one day, I can't. He said, but Michael did this every night he went, wow. Right? Okay, some people can do that. The difference with today's model, Ryan, is your answer right now to me changed everything for me. Changed everything for me. Because if that's the direction you're going, the strategy the next 5 years is... You're gonna do whatever you're gonna do because ain't nobody telling you what to do. But my suggestion would be a page out of the playbook of Connor, a drink, something that's got equity. And I know you take shots at Prime. Let me tell you what was Prime's top line revenue last year? Prime top line revenue 2023.
Let me cook. I'm gonna just.
Do you know
that.
What the number is?
No, but we're gonna lower it. We're gonna lower it.
You're gonna lower it. Okay, let's see it.
All you have to do is keep on bashing them every fight.
You think so?
I'm not gonna leave it all. I'm not. My really? Finger will be. I swear, I'm gonna be on their neck this whole time.
Okay, so let's see what you're gonna do.
Prime tastes like shit.
Check this.
They got a class lawsuit action over their company. They pay horrible chemicals. Do not drink it.
I'm not gonna front. I do not like it at all.
Let's read.
I drink it
energy
one time.
Drink company,
I mean,
Prime.
Hey, I'm a mean guy, dude. I don't care.
Co-founded by KSI, on track to hit over. 1.2 billion in sales in 2023.
Nice.
Okay. Go a little lower. If you can go a little lower. So, according to KSI and Logan Paul, it's soaring to new heights. By the way, if you go to equity, if I'm not mistaken, type in what percentage of Prime KSI and Logan Paul own. I think it's 20% each, if I'm not mistaken. If you can pull it up, there you go. Yeah. 20% each. Okay. So, Prime Brand is owned by Arizona Subsidiary Grants, a product development firm ran by Max Clemens, they own 50% of the brand, but Logan and KSI own 20%. But obviously, everything Logan's doing with wrestling, UFC, you see Prime everywhere, right? Okay. Tom, $1.2 billion top line revenue on a drink. What is the EBITDA on a $2 billion drink? Can we put 20%? 20%?
What, 240 million?
Let's say 15%. 15% on 1.2 is still a $180 million EBITDA. $180 million EBITDA times 20x, that's a $3.6 billion company. 20% to Logan Paul, $720 million to each that's going to be paid out. Wow. I'm just doing some spitballing numbers here. I may be off on the numbers, but I don't think I'm off by a lot with the numbers I just did.
Great.
So if
who
I'm.
Who cares about money, bro? These dudes are fucking whack.
No, but you want to make money.
No, but these dudes are whack.
So what's your problem with Logan and KSI? What's your issue with those guys?
They're leechers, man. They're just, they don't stand for nothing, bro. They're puppets and nothing in the day. I don't like people like that.
You think Logan and KSI or Jake Paul?
No, Jake is the homie. Jake is a truth speaker. I like guys that tell the truth amongst the money, anything. Right. I make a lot of money, but I don't care. Boom. Cancel me. You can't cancel me for telling the truth. These dudes are culture vultures. These dudes are whack. These dudes are just...
Be specific. Why do you say
they're
that?
They're soft, man. They will never... Like, I've been talking about child sex trafficking, and they always want to bash me on it, but that's a real problem in the whole world. That's not even a debate, and they never say anything about it. To me, that screams coward, bro. Why it's not going to hurt your brand to speak for the kids, and then you want to bash the man that is speaking for the kids. These dudes are cowards. These dudes are demons in the flesh. Like, these dudes are just, they're going headed nowhere. That money ain't going to go nowhere but the grave, brother.
How different is Jake? Because you seem to have a good relationship with Jake, and Jake said good things about you because Jake said this was a very emotional fight. He said, because I'm friends with both. But he gave you a lot of credit on the fight that you had, and you could tell he was sincerely emotional. He says he was crying. Nice. What's your relationship with Jake?
I like Jake. I mean, I've been friends with Jake before Logan, way before. And me and Jake's been friends since we were kids at the end of the day. And we even almost fought Zayn Malik one time. That was fun in Vegas. We both did. But other than that, yeah, he's just a guy that he's authentic. He's genuine. He may scream problem child, but he's also intelligent. I like people that try to move with integrity and just with the unhinged attitude, because people that try to act all, you know, straight and dandy, we know what you're doing behind the scenes. You're just not real with it, but that's okay. You know, you want to try to protect your image, that's fine. Not mad at that, but don't come bashing people for something that you do behind the scenes, brother. We know you do, you know what I mean? So don't try to judge somebody when you're doing it.
Right, can I ask you a question? What? Because you were talking about the sex trap, which I 100% agree. Yeah. Just with our border, what, there was like 90,000 killed children missing, not dead, not bodies, bro.
$150 billion industry. $150 billion. There's no way it could be $150 billion industry without somebody buying.
So right, and I'm 100% with you. That's one of the biggest problems, and he knows that's the hill that I'll die on, is protecting kids. 100%. That's biggest. I don't play that, especially when it comes to kids and God. What was Logan and them coming at you trying to talk crap about you about with the kids?
They try to angle it where I was using that to sell pay per views. Like, bro, that's, if anything, I lost pay per views.
Mm-hmm.
For speaking like that. That's what I'm saying. They're weirdos. Like, that's a weird individual. Like, how about you say, let me look into it, and if it's true, then dang, we should do something about it. And then he's like, he never dropped the evidence. He sounds like bots on Twitter.
He does.
Like, bro, just shut the fuck up, right? This is a real situation. Mm-hmm. Put your grown man pants on, mm-hmm. and how about you help talk about it? Because you joined every movement you thought was plausible for your platform. He used the whole black empowerment movement, what happened with George Floyd, for his benefit. I'm a white man, and I'm going to stand up and say, you know, I have my white privilege,
true.
And I'm sorry. And he got a lot of love for that, right?
Of course, because he's on the bandwagon.
That's called, he's a bandwagon.
He was reading the script off the phone.
Yeah. Bro, shut up.
Yeah, that's the same guy. This is the same guy that was at the suicide forest in Japan, right? His brother, by the way, he showed his true colors. The way he talked, remember his beef with his brother, right? The beef with George Janko. I mean, character-wise.
Bro, he literally took a guy off his channel for talking about Jesus.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
This dude's a straight bamboozled dude. Like, he doesn't understand anything. He's so in love with his wisdom that he thinks he has, that he just seems like a prick. He cannot say, God gave me wisdom. That's the hardest thing for him to do. He swears that he knows it all. He swears about evolution. Like, the only thing he says to me is, I said one time when I was 20 years old, the flat earth is real. Like, bro, I was like trolling a little bit. Like, obviously I was just like throwing that out there. But this dude is a weirdo, bro. At the end of the day, he's a weirdo.
Would you fight him?
I'd do worse. I'd do worse than him.
If it was a boxing match?
I would destroy Logan Paul. If he couldn't knock out Floyd Mayweather, that was three times smaller than him, he's not going to knock me out. I will destroy Logan Paul, that heavyweight.
Where's he sitting at? What's his weight?
It don't matter. I've already sparred him. He didn't hurt me once. and he was way bigger than me, and I was whooping his ass.
How long ago was this?
Long-ass time ago. I was very small. He's like 180.
Rob, type in Ryan Garcia, Logan Paul sparring.
Yeah.
This is a while back?
Yeah.
How old were you at the time?
I was 20 years old, 21 years old.
Oh, bro, and then apparently when he fought, you remember when he fought Floyd Mayweather, you heard Logan in the ring saying stuff like, hey, man, champ, like take it easy. This is supposed to be like a exhibition. You're not supposed to really be punching my ass.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you were young as hell right here.
No, but I actually, yeah, look at that. Look at that baby.
So that's Jake.
But Logan says right here that he got it, so we're going to see if he could beat even his brother.
Let's go, baby. I got quick hands. That's what they're saying.
Logan, 3, 2, 1,
Rob, you can skip.
I've been teaching them boxing, though. See? I'm the one that taught them how to box. They came to my house in Victorville when I was not even big at all. Ask Jake. I'm the one that introduced him to boxing. I pit him on.
Both of them?
Both of them. Yep. I regret it, but it is what it is.
You regret with Jake? Because Jake's done
with Logan. I shouldn't have gave these motherfuckers the ideas. Except Jake. Actually, I like Jake. But I gave them the vision.
Do you, when you see Jake fight, you ever say, like, he's a real fighter? Because at this point, he's...
No, not yet. Not yet. Not yet. No.
What will it take for Jake to do for a guy like you to say he's a real boxer?
Well, who's he fighting next? Mike Tyson?
Mm-hmm.
So just chill from that for a little bit, you know. Get into the rankings, you know. Fight guys in a weight class that, you know, you can make weight and, you know, have rankings.
Because, I mean, the only real boxer he fought, Pat, was who? Right, he only fought Tyson.
He fought a guy named Ryan some
Fury.
Ryan Fury.
Not Tyson. Yeah, what's his name?
Tyson's brother. Tyson Fury's
Tyson's
brother.
What's his first name? What's Tyson Fury's brother?
Unless the fix is in.
Was it? Tommy Fury.
Yeah, Fury,
and that was he lost because that was a real fighter. That's a real boxer.
That was a real boxer, yeah.
And I mean, Mike Tyson's how old?
57 years
old. Dude, he's about to
he's going to be 58 at the fight.
I just seen him. He's pretty big.
Listen, Mike could be 70 years old. You probably don't want to fight Mike.
I would never.
You know, there's something about Mike that's...
Mike is crazy.
Mike is crazy, yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Garcia, and I have joined Manect. You could connect with me there. I'll be talking to you personally through messages, FaceTime, and a lot of other things. So we can talk business, boxing, whatever you would like to ask me. So go connect with me at Manect.
Are you just like, listen, man, I'm a cool cat right now. I'm enjoying my life. I'm going through this phase. I'm only going to be 25 once. And I'm good at my talents because I'm young. I'm energetic. I'm a good fighter. And I'm enjoying it. I'm a celebrity. I'm famous. I'm going to do movies. I'm going to sing. I'm going to do all this stuff because I'm only going to be 25 once. Or do you have actual business managers who are sitting there with you saying, the next 5 years, Ryan, if we do it right, you can make $500 million to $1 billion if we go with these following sequences? Or you're like, nah, I don't really give a shit. I'm just enjoying my life right now.
No, it's both. I got to take both of those because I'm enjoying life, but I'm also business oriented. I've done a lot of investments. I'm going to be starting a lot of my businesses. I have my own entertainment company, obviously my own record label. So, I mean, I'm positioning myself to win forever. So, I'm just competitive. If I want to be the richest man alive, I got to make some moves and I got to, you know, start businesses and, you know, I'm going to get to the point where I understand the game fully and then I'm going to destroy everybody in front of me. Bad. Because I have a fighter's mindset. So when it enters into business, I could be chill, but I just know I'm going to be ready to strike anytime I get the chance. So you always have to have your guard up with me. Because the moment I smell weakness, I will take over your company. That's why I'm going to destroy Prime little by little and start my own drink company. Bad. But I'm going to troll them so bad that everything's off their shelves.
When was the last time you drank Prime? Is it fair to say you didn't have Prime today? Like on your way here?
No, man.
Have you ever had Prime?
I don't want to get the runs.
Have you ever had Prime?
No, heck no. Yeah, I tried it once when they sent it to me, and then I immediately threw up 3 times. I actually heard that nurses have stories of kids having seizures after drinking Prime, and that's a known fact. There's a class action lawsuit, allegedly, just saying that, but allegedly. But there is a class action lawsuit on Prime. You could look it up. You can probably go, oh, shoot. Oh.
If kids drink too much, it's actually possible to overdose.
That's not good. That's not good.
It is a stimulant that affects the central nervous system.
No, that's not good, bro. If anything, that's not good. And they say they're a healthy drink. That's not good, brother.
I'm not going to front. I don't like it. It's not a good
drink. Have you had it?
I swear to God, I tried it twice and it was not.
Swear, kids in high schools, junior high schools,
they
prime,
love it.
is everywhere.
Now, how much of that you think is because of the flavor or because of the guys that are telling you to drink it?
Because of them.
It's Logan. It could be urine in a bottle. Drink it.
By the way, Logan is a ridiculous promoter.
Well, I agree 100%.
Ridiculous promoter of a product. Now, yeah. Who's better, though, him or Jake?
Him.
I would say him.
Logan is a better promoter. Yeah. Yeah. He's in the league of his own when it comes down to promoting.
Yeah, yeah.
Jake has got a different kind of a way.
Well, because Logan's more business-orientated. Like, he'll talk to the businesses and propose deals and stuff like that. I mean, I probably Jake does, too, but I think Logan just does a little bit better job.
Promoting, marketing.
But not with me. I'm the master destroyer. I will destroy Prime, little by little, allegedly. Allegedly.
Allegedly. The best word.
Yeah.
I love it.
When's the last time you actually spoke to Logan?
Not speaking to him no more. He's not my friend. I don't know him.
More than a year?
I just know he is the owner of Prime for the time being until I get through with that company.
Allegedly.
I will destroy that company, allegedly.
Let's go back to the fight. Rob, can you pull up the clip with the referee? What the hell happened with this referee, by the way? Can you pull up this clip that this guy's commentating on the referee? Just go ahead and play this, Rob. Watch this.
Wow.
Okay, so he's down.
Notice how the ref literally puts both of his arms around Ryan and pushes him.
Yeah.
Notice how he's hesitant to even start the count. He fixes his pants and then slowly makes his way to Devin.
It's about 6 seconds right there. So it would have been 10 seconds there.
Yet again, unnecessarily wasting precious time.
Pushing
notice how he's casually just shaking Devin Haney's gloves and taking his time.
All right, you're trying to get in it. And then he's telling
Mike should have had beam resumed. Like,
why?
Right here,
I don't get it.
Notice he forced.
By the way, he gave him 20
back.
Seconds to recover from
again,
that punch.
Be sure to comment and share this video
night.
So we can spread awareness on corruption in boxing.
Wild, by the way.
So, stop, Ryan.
Can you go to Ryan's pops reacting to the referee thing if you have that, Rob? Ryan, your dad is a absolute fireball. Go ahead and play this clip.
Him and the ref were in on something because that referee is a piece of crap, man. Okay? He was biased.
What about that point deduction?
Yeah, exactly. You fucking knock somebody down. Oh, Haney's got to win. Haney's got what? So fuck. Take a point off of you. What the fuck? I never seen that fucking teacher.
I've never seen that.
So that's some funny shit.
Yeah.
Shout out, Pop.
Yeah, so you can tell where the fire comes from. You get that
once
the
we
right
hit
genetics.
That snap, it's a wrap.
Yeah. So, but talk about that in the moment while he's doing that with the point.
I just think it's stupid, man. You're supposed to like warn somebody before you take a point. Like the first time, you should never take a point. I mean, in all of boxing, I rarely see a guy take a point right away. And he was holding me for 20 seconds straight, and he didn't call the hold.
Mm-hmm.
So the moment I got my hand free, I socked him in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the point came.
That's where the point
came. By the way, the commentators were all on your side.
Oh, they were?
All the commentators were like, what's this all about? You can't do that. They got to take a point back. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting because sometimes commentators stay neutral.
Right.
But even the commentators were saying, why would you take the points?
That's how you know that there was some funny business going on.
Yeah. And then when the fight happened, your dad, this is my favorite clip of your dad. Rob, pull up the clip with Brian's dad. Yeah, that is the best, first of all.
Look how happy he is at the beginning.
Listen, we had dinner last time. I want to have dinner with your dad. I want to see how he's like when we're having dinner. Go ahead and play this clip.
Big respect to Ryan Garcia. He was amazing. I thought, well done, well done. Oh, really? Fuck you.
I love your dad's a freaking
They're
genius.
All good.
A good performance.
We know how to calm down quick, though. That's our thing.
No, but you gotta get fired up. I mean, the guy. You
ever seen your dad fight?
Yeah, he bit some dude up pretty bad.
How old were you?
I was like 5.
And you saw him like right in front of you fight somebody?
Yeah, he beat up my late auntie's ex husband. She beat him up. He bit him up bad because he pushed my dad out the door. And then my dad was like, boom. But then they fell over me, and I'm like, oh, shit. That just kept beating his ass. I'm like, damn, this is dope. It was cool.
Is he a temperamental guy, or is he a pretty...
No, he's a calm man. But once he hits the flip,
the switch. It's just like you can't do nothing about it. You just got to let them go.
While you're doing what you're doing and your antics and the way you're marketing, you're trolling
my
the world.
My dad was stressing.
So they don't know what you're doing.
No, I don't tell them.
Oh, my God.
Who knew on the team? Did the team know? So you guys knew.
Oh, you guys knew.
But nobody else knew while this was taking place.
Them, Zero Dark 30. Don't break character. I said, you guys break character, you're fired. Except him. I can't fire him because he doesn't work for me. I'll find a way to fire you.
So what's your pop saying? What's your pop?
He's like on cloud nine right now.
No. While you're doing what you're doing, are they like, he's just Ryan, like, Mijo, you gotta.
But I kept on calming him down. Every time he watched me spar, he's like, what the fuck? Why do you look so sharp?
Uh-huh.
So I always gave him like little like reassurances to like say, I'm good. Yeah. But you don't break character. Once you commit, you cannot go fold. If you fold, then the whole operation is gone.
Who's the first guy that called you? I mean, I'm sure you were bombarded with phone calls and text messages. Did you get any wild phone calls or congratulations where, you know, their reaction to say, I can't believe you pulled this off?
Shit, I got so many calls, like, I don't even remember. But yeah, a lot of people were like.
Did Diddy call you, you know?
No, never Diddy. I would block him. Fuck that. That's disgusting. Yeah.
Have you seen those videos of Diddy with Bieber and all those old?
It's very strange, right?
Like, really?
A 45-year-old man with a 16-year-old boy.
And here's the thing. Why isn't anybody saying anything? That's a your parents are dropping you off at his house, and then everybody's seeing it, yeah. But everybody's quiet about it.
I mean, that shows you, like, people are so desensitized by celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
You
know?
They're not doing a raid on your house for no reason.
That's what I think.
But how much of that you think is involved with the Bieber or like the Bow Wow?
I don't know if it's involved, but I know that there is definitely weird, strange activity.
But I mean, you see, like I said, very, very weird. And then apparently recently there was a video of Diddy seeing Bieber in Miami and he hugged him and right, he's tapping him down to see if he's wired. And it's like, bro, Justin Bieber's been through a lot. It looks like he's been abused, so to speak, because he went from the nice young dude to all these parties with all these people, and there's videos where, you know, they're giving him drinks, and then
I mean, but you can't say that. That's like normal human behavior. You're like a young kid, and then you're partying when you're 20s. Like, bro, like everybody that judged for that, like to me, was like ridiculous. Like, everybody grows up. Everybody goes from, you know, being a teenager to a young adult to partying to having a good time. It's just amplified because he's older, but. To me, I was like, what's the problem? So what, he pissed in a bucket? You probably pissed in a bucket too before. You just weren't recorded. Like, this is
Vinny
like,
just pissed in a bucket 20
minutes. Oh, the bucket. Like, this is outside, the difference
we were
between me
to
and
Vinny,
Justin.
Not a good idea.
If somebody caught me peeing a bucket, I'm like, bro, I would go on Twitter right away. Like, bro, I had nowhere to pee. Like, my bladder was hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, you don't act like you guys never had to go pee really bad. Like, I would just address it online and it would go away. Everybody gets so scared. Like, bro, you pissed in a bucket. What's the problem?
That pissing in the bucket really bothered you.
Yeah, because it pissed me off. Like, bro, they really try to cancel him over pissing in a bucket. That's crazy.
Yeah. Do you think at you know, the age with Bieber, Diddy, Usher, have you followed that closely or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
That camp, what was that camp called that Usher went to? Puffy Flavor Camp, where they're 14.
Diddy call Meek Mill's daddy.
Daddy. Oh. It's just so much suspect stuff. Right. If you had to guess, what do you think? Because Pat mentioned earlier, they raided his crib. A lot of people are saying that this guy had cameras. He was the Epstein of hip hop. He had cameras in every room. All these famous people, you know, royalty was there. Congress. All these people at his crib. What do you think was the main reason that they're raiding his house? And they don't arrest him because he wasn't there. But if you had to guess...
Just allegations probably against him, and then they probably had proof, and then they had enough evidence to raid him. I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, it could have been anything. I mean, if you have secret cameras and a lot of famous people, et cetera, going to your parties, it could be anything. I mean, it could just be some weird, you know, gay shit or whatever. Like, you know, nothing against gay people. Gay people are cool, but they could have some gay shit there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What?
I mean, there's a lot of that going around.
Bro,
that's what
do you mean?
Bro.
They said like P. Diddy was with what's that guy from the TV show?
Carl Winslow.
Carl Winslow. Like,
that's
what?
A weird
that's
one.
Crazy.
Family matters.
That is a family weird does not
you
matter.
For the father, I mean, there was.
That's crazy.
That's right.
At that point. Bro.
By the way, that like if there was anybody they would have accused, you could have said, okay,
The younger.
You kidding? This is the father, right?
That's not the guy that they said that he was hooking up with that guy.
Oh, my God.
50 Cent. Click on the story.
He has an acquired taste, I'll tell you.
Yes, he does.
That's so funny. Shit.
Oh my
50
God.
50 Cent shook by Diddy rumors, intimate relationship with Family Matters, Carl Winslow actor. I need a drink.
Fags. Wow. Got a beer or something.
Bro,
keep going. I mean, listen, 50 is another one of those guys that's in a league of his own.
He's a master troll.
50 picks on you, it's permanent.
And master troll, you know what though? Nobody can mess with him because he's a real gangster. Oh, like, shit. You ain't doing shit to 50.
What's the saying at the top? Appearing on the Drinks and Jinx podcast earlier, the comedian Luke Cannon alleged having caught Diddy and Family Matters star Reginald Vell Johnson, better known for his character Carl Winslow, in the sexual act, framing his hate train around the conversation. The 21 Questions rapper framed shock in the Wednesday Instagram update. I mean, listen. There's a lot of weird stories you can tell. Oh, like, you would have never expected that story to come out.
Wasn't he with Jennifer Lopez?
He was with Jennifer.
Jennifer Lopez to Charles Winslow. That's crazy. That's a weird transition. That's disgusting.
Yeah, he's with J-Lo, and some of these reports, the alleged, was Lil Rod? Was it? What was the guy's name, Rod?
Yeah,
the guy Lil Rod in his lawsuit said that she was with him with the gun, and he gave her the gun when they did that shooting in New York. And so,
I mean,
bro, this guy's a real.
Drops this name, Lil Rod. Is anybody gonna address the fact that that's a terrible name?
Oh yeah,
especially in this context, a guy named Lil Rod comes out to talk about what Diddy did.
Just Lil, L-I-L, not little.
I know English is my fifth language, but hey, my name is Lil Rod. Hey, let me tell you about
Lil
Diddy's
Rod.
Big Rod.
Oh shit!
Say him, not in his skull,
bro. You did not have to do him
Listen, I have no clue who he is. For all I know, is
I don't. I mean, that's a bad name.
Yeah, that's it. That's a pretty. By the way, have you ever been to Mar-a-Lago or this is your first time?
This is my first time.
So how do you feel about the President Trump with what they're doing to him?
It's not right. You know, people don't like the truth. So, you know, he's just a real individual that really loves the American people. And he tried his best to, you know, tackle the real things that are affecting the American people. And they didn't like it because, you know, that side likes to push agendas. And Donald Trump's not about that. You know, he's the only president that ever said Jesus' name. Whether it's authentic or not, we don't know, but we do know he said Jesus' name. And at the end of the day, you know, that's a man that I could get back on because none of these politicians, they'll say everything but Jesus. It's pretty crazy. Why is that? We should start asking that. Why can't you just say Jesus' name? Mm-hmm. What are you scared of? See, that's what I'm saying. So shout out Donald Trump. I will be voting for him. You know, I would love to be part of his campaign because I'm a master promoter. So shout out Donald. Donald, hit me up.
He might be here.
There you go. Donald, you know.
Mr. President. It'd be funny, just walk through the back door.
Hey, Ryan.
You're my president. If you need somebody to troll Barack Obama, I could do it really well. Well, I can't, bro. How would you do it? I would just tackle thing. I would have to do my research, and I would be part of Donald Trump's camp, and I would my objective is to shine, you know, just to troll Barack. Hey, you pay me good, Donald. I'll do it.
Well, I mean, right now it'd be Joe Biden. He'd have to go over.
That's too easy.
It's very easy.
Just give him something to read. It's over. I'll just say, bro. Hey, sorry. Knee slapper.
Yeah.
So
he said so. Just transition this.
Yeah. No. I mean, in my mind.
But it's just like boxing, you know. It's pretty much like a promotional run. Like, that's how I see presidential campaigns. It's just like promotion. Like, who could have the best headlines? Who could make the person look a certain? To me, it's war, but like mentally. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I'm pretty good at that. So, you know, I could be a strong asset.
You think about one day anything with politics or not really? That doesn't inspire you at all?
Depends on what's going on in our country and how we're, you know, doing things. If I have to step in, I will. But at the end of the day, you leave it in God's hands.
You know, it's interesting with you. you ever seen the interview with Too Short when Too Short's talking about Tupac? I don't know if you know Too Short.
Of course.
Back in the days, yeah. He says, with Tupac, you never knew who you had when you were with him, okay? One minute, Tupac is a poet. Next minute, Tupac is a revolutionary. Another minute, Tupac is all about the girls and go out. Another minute, Tupac is a party. Another minute, Tupac wants to go kill people. You know, he's like a gangster, we're going to take him out gangster, right? Do you? Is that him?
Yeah, definitely.
So if you guys were to count, and how many different Ryan Garcias are there? Is it two? Is it three? Which one is it?
They're going like this.
How, five plus? Yeah. And it's is funny. It like, is it, could it be, do you wake up and you're like, I wonder which Ryan we have today or no? It's there's a typical one that shows up all the time.
Chucha.
Just one? You know what you're getting from the morning. So the same one stays for the rest of the day, or could it change throughout the day?
Depends on if I feel a threat. Then if I feel a threat, it's a wrap.
It's changed.
Because I'm like, I could be part of the Secret Service. I got like antennas. Like, I see things. I'd be like, yo, watch that guy. Look at him. And then he's like, okay. And then he'd be boom with his camera. I seen him. I could sense energy. Yeah, so I could be really even strong as to the Secret Service. Wait.
Can you imagine that, though? People are like, wait a minute. Is that Ryan Garcia? So. And he's like,
hey, and I could talk to him like, yo, what's our plan? You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
Who's your hip-hop guy? Who's your rapper?
I like Kanye and Kendrick Lamar.
Any old school guys or a lot of
old school? Yeah, I mean, there's some. I like Biggie Smalls. I like Tupac. Who else? Nas a little bit. I don't really like Jay-Z. Who else is old? Ice Cube was cool. Ice Cube was dope. Snoop Dogg as well. Just guys like that.
I think you said you knew who killed Tupac.
Oh, I do.
Really?
Somebody told me. Yeah, that was close to them, and I met Suge Knight at the. Where was it at? It was with Scott Butnick. He took me to. I also met the Menendez brothers. I spoke to them. I told them that everybody deserves a second chance. I don't know, and they like thanked me for that.
Where were they at? Were they
all at the same place? Suge Knight and Menendez brothers.
They're on the prison. Gotcha.
So I talked to them. I have a meeting. Can I say this? I have a meeting with Bibi Netanyahu within 2 weeks. Wants to show me Gaza, wants me to show me around. He wants to talk to me. And I told him, like, I just want to propose that. How can we help children on both sides?
Oh, wow.
So he said.
So you're going over there. You're going to Israel. 2 weeks. Fantastic. Yeah. And I saw you allegedly pledges $20 million to Gaza after fights.
Yeah, I wrote that in the tweet, yeah.
So you're giving, you're pledging $20 million to.
Yeah, but I got to figure that out. You know, at the end of the day, I don't want people, you know, to misinterpret that. You know, I'm all about supporting children. You know, I don't necessarily, I'm not part of Hamas or anything. I love Israel. Israel loves me. I love people from Gaza and Palestine. You know, I know everybody gets so, oh, you say Palestine, then you can't say Israel. But at the end of the day, I know I'm here to save the kids. However I could do that, I'm going to do it, you know, on both sides. So, you know, you can hate on me all you want. If I want to send $20 million to Gaza, I'm going to send $20 million to Israel if it helps out kids. So if you kill kids over there, but you kill kids over there, you know what I mean? To me, all of it, you know, It all needs to be addressed. So that's my whole stance on it. You know, again, I'm a Christian. Of course, I'm going to love Israel and the Holy Land. But Palestine people, I have a heart for them. Jesus had a heart for the Gentiles, which they say, is, you know, in the back of the day, like, oh, those are basically non-Jews. So for me, I love everybody, and I'll leave it at that.
So I think Tate also said he'll match your $20
million. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. How's your relationship with Tate?
I like Tate. Tate's a cool guy. Me and him been... We've been friends now for some time. I mean, I haven't met him yet in person, but I like that he's a truth like seeker. He likes to seek the truth, and he seems like a cool individual to be around with. I just didn't necessarily like what he says about Christianity. I think that his view is false. I think he has a bad interpretation on what, you know, what means, you know, is a real religion or not. You know, he said, hey, everybody disrespects Christianity, everybody runs over Christianity, blah, 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 and that's why it's not the true religion. At the end of the day, you know, being a Christian is not about religion, it's about having a relationship. And then I'm going to piggyback off what he said. So if everybody, and it says in the Bible that you're going to be persecuted for saying Jesus' name, so don't you think everybody's going to make fun of Jesus? And then on top of it, if somebody disrespects the law, does that make it any less than the law? So if I say, hey, red lights are stupid, they're dumb, and I make memes about red lights, if I run a red light, I'm still going to get a ticket. So what you're saying makes no fucking sense, Andrew, and I like you. You're cool. But it makes no sense. I mean, think about it, bro. You can't say because people are making fun of Christianity that it's soft and it's not a real religion and, you know, you can't believe in Christ because people are making fun of it. That makes so sense. So if I made fun of you and we made a fool out of you, should nobody believe what you say? Come on. So he didn't make sense there, but other than that, he's a pretty cool dude.
And you guys have never hung out?
No, never.
I know you guys did a Twitter space together, right? X space.
Oh, yeah.
When I think you were talking about
Bohemian Grove.
Was it the Bohemian Grove?
Yeah,
or
it was the Bohemian Grove one. And they tied me down and they made me watch. Watch. I hear this all day.
Hey, bro. All right, talk to us. No, bro, man. I don't give a fuck, bro. Man. They held me down and they made me watch little kids get raped. I don't give a fuck anymore. Where?
Where?
Gotta love Tate.
Yeah,
where?
Tate's
bro, they fucking
and then he goes, you know, this is a dangerous
the
road you're on.
In woods, bro, and they fucking tied. I'm not fucking joking, bro. I have fucking proof, bro. I don't give a fuck. Bro, I fucking will show you every fucking video you can
there
ever
is some
fucking
really
believe. Bohemian Grove is
you can
real.
Pause this here. Let me ask you. Do you think your approach you took helped you sell more tickets, pay-per-view, or hurt pay-per-view?
I don't know. I know it brought more eyes to it from the casual fans. I don't know if it hurt pay-per-view tickets. We're going to find out real soon. But I'm projected to make around 30 to 50 million. So that's
from good. The fight?
Yeah.
Have they released the numbers yet or not?
No,
you
know? But Oscar said they're very good.
Oscar very said they're very good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. How's your relationship with Oscar now?
Me and him are like this.
I saw that.
He's
that's
just,
good.
Yeah, me and him like this.
So what happened? What was the tipping point?
I couldn't deal with it no more. So I put two people together that, you know, caused the riffraff and our system to fault. And I made the makeup. And then from there, just, you know, I opened up to Oscar. Oscar opened up to me. I let him into my training camp. And then we just started restoring peace. You know, I'm all about, you know, I don't like beef with people that I should be cool with. So
that's very good to see. There was a funny moment. Rob, can you see if you can find this moment at the end of the fight when he puts his hand on? Do you know what scene I'm talking about?
Which part?
Put a post fight Ryan Garcia de la Hoya. Put post fight, and he says I drove a lot of my team crazy, but you know. Yeah, I drank a little bit, but you know which one I'm talking about?
Post-fight press conference.
Post-fight
press. Yeah, it's going to be a post-fight press conference.
Oscar Ryan Garcia.
No, it's going to go to the tank fight because that's the most viral one.
Rob, try to
just go post-fight press conference for Garcia Haney. That's
go on YouTube and try to do it instead of going on Twitter to try to do it. See if you can find it there easier because the search is probably going to be
easier. We're going to get to eat after this? I'm hungry.
Of course, we're going to take you to a nice
because I can't. Remember last time I ate and everybody got mad?
Yeah. So like, yeah, last time we had dinner.
Everybody was so mad because I had crackers while talking to them.
By the way, let me tell you.
That was the worst thing that happened.
I have to tell the story,
like, all the comments were like, what a piece of shit kid. I'm fucking hungry, and I'm trying to eat crap.
By the way, we go to the house afterwards. You're there, right? We're at the house. We're having dinner. My dad is 82 years old.
Yeah.
Were you with us that night
at
dinner?
No.
What's at the dinner?
Reporter.
Danny Cannell.
Yeah.
I invite Danny over. You know, Danny's the what do you call it, the
NFL
Giants
guy.
Quarterback, Florida State.
He won damn.
Danny's there. My dad in the corner saying, Suray, Madeline, Chulman, the spoiler, and Asha Plashevat, and Manu, is everything okay? Are you guys going to fight this guy? What's going on here tonight?
Ryan at
because
the crib.
Because of, you know, Ryan, as loud as he was, my kids, everybody's freaking out. What's going on with Ryan that night? But we ate. We had a good conversation. Did you find a clip or no, Rob? I'm telling you, it's so entertaining.
It's
they're
usually
sitting
on TikTok. That one.
Which one?
This first one. It should be like, it should be this. I said, I drank every day.
Yeah, that is.
Which I actually did. Every single day. I didn't take a day off because I wanted to prove a point. They were all mad at me. They're like, bro. And then the day of the fight, like, okay, you can't do the day of fight. I was like, bro, I'm breaking my routine.
You can't stop now. Yeah, what am I, stupid? Yeah.
Yeah, fuck what people say about
me. Yeah, right here.
I walked through the fire and still held it down and still beat fucking Devin Haney and still drink every day and still beat him. And I still, I do everything.
I was about to say, I smoked.
Yeah. Hey, what happened? False reality, right? Drake every single night, went out on the first Monday and a Tuesday and a Monday.
He's
what
grabbing.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily am I proud of that, but I'm just saying. This is. It was a statement to show you. You guys can't really fuck with me.
That's right.
I do whatever I want. I still win.
He did.
settle down on Sunday, though.
Is your dad?
Just imagine.
I don't know.
If none of that happened, and he stayed in camp for 8 weeks.
Oh, I did do that, but
I just imagine.
Dude, Bernard is hilarious.
Bernard
hates it. Bernard doesn't even like when I drink soda.
I wonder how do sponsors feel about your antics?
Oh, they love it.
Really?
Yeah, because
I'm the biggest sponsor. Who's the biggest sponsor that pays you
millions?
George Armani,
I guess, billions. You know, they don't give me billions, but I guess that's the most like profile sponsor.
And they have no problem with, they don't call you and tell you, hey, man, you got to cut it.
Oh, they love me. They love me. Everybody loves me because I do it in a playful way. I don't, they know intentionally. And anyways, I know how to change the narrative because I'll just nip it in the bud. Like, I'll explain what I mean.
I got to show you one thing, man. This one here.
Wait, the he, she,
which one?
No, 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 no. What, Rob, find this
that
one here because.
Was funny,
the one that I said, Rob?
No, no. The one with the prayer, how quickly you flip this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ryan, we've laughed.
Matt, you got to watch us, Matt.
Matt, listen, we've laughed in this before you got here. Maybe 30 times I saw this.
Part with the personalities. Go ahead and play this clip. You ever, Matt, you've ever seen
this? Jesus, Jesus.
You've ever seen a prayer like this before?
Matt, just pray.
Come around here, Matt. Come around here so you can see it from the screen.
You have to see it from
see
over
if
here.
You've ever seen a prayer like this. This is
Matt's a really holy
Marine
recon.
Money smart guy. Watch this. Go ahead and play this clip. Go ahead. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 I'll put my dick in your mouth, bitch.
Ryan. What's up, Ryan?
Nah, he talked about my mom, though. Nah, he really did.
That's off limits.
That's off limits. And when I said I put my like thing in your mouth, like obviously I wasn't serious. And it was like I just was really mad. I needed to shut him up. I had no other move, bro.
That's
why I said pause though, Diddy. But this is why I try to tell people, it's like, man, I'm not perfect, bro.
I know, but I respect that because you know you're not.
Does the thought.
He hit my sweat. He hit a nerve.
That's
exactly
what you said earlier. Unless if you piss me off, then I'll flip.
I mean, Jesus got mad. Remember when they were selling things?
Flipping over the table.
He doesn't get on stage and say, I'm going to.
No, he probably won't say that, but he did call a woman a dog. He did. He called a guy a moron and a woman a dog. Look it up. I'm not lying. Look it up in the Bible. Say, hey, see, I the thing is, I know the Bible like the back of my hand.
Tom's read the Bible multiple times.
He called a Gentile woman a dog, and he called a dude a moron. Yes, he did.
Yes or
and
no,
he did
Tom.
Flip over some tables, Tom.
Tom.
And he
confirm it, Tom.
He did.
Tom's read the Bible probably 10
Matthew
times.
Matthew 11:19, so came the man drinking and a glutton and hangs out with tax collectors and sinners, and Jesus responded that your wisdom is proved by her deeds. Guaranteed that explained. I'm not saying he was a drunkard. I'm saying they called him that.
Tom, can you please confirm that, Tom?
Son of man eating, drinking this. He's a glutton. He's a drunkard. A friend of a tax collector. I mean, he's a
man eating and drinking, and they say here's a glutton and a drunkard and from
wine.
The tax collector sinners, but wisdom is proved right by her deeds.
Yeah, you can call me a drunkard all you want. My wisdom is proved by my deeds. 25 years old, worth almost $100 million. That tells me wisdom. But it also tells me that I'm disciplined because you don't get those ways. That's why faith without works is dead. So I have faith, but I also put in the work. They called Noah a drunkard. They called Moses an angry man. They called David an adulterer. They called Paul a murderer. These are things that they call Christians because it is what it is. God uses sometimes the lowest of men and brings them to the highest heights. It's just how it is. It's just been like that since the Bible.
Do you see yourself as a role model?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes, I do.
So do you, in a way, do you see that as a responsibility or?
No, not a responsibility, but I'm here to, you know, these kids see these things regardless, whether it's me or not. In school, they used to show me weird porn shit, you know, while I was in school. I didn't have no choice to see it. I ended up having to see it. So at the end of the day, I'm just showing kids that, you know, you need to stick up for what's right. Now, everything needs to be done in moderation, and you need to understand the balance to everything because, you know, majority of kids are going to drink, and majority of kids are going to smoke weed. Now, I'm not an advocate for it, and I'm not someone that's going to push it, but I'm going to just be most authentic self of myself. You know, that's for their parents to do. If their parents don't want them to drink, you should probably teach your kids not to drink. Don't look at me like an idol. Look at Jesus if you want to look at anybody. That's who I base my life on. So, again, don't look at me like I'm an idol. I just see I'm a role model in the sense where I'm an athlete. I'm at the top level, and I'm one of the best fighters in the world, and you cannot shut me up. I will tell the truth every step of the way, so just be careful.
because I don't rent smoke from nobody. Whoever wants it can get it.
My man. Final thoughts, Ryan. What do you want to tell everybody? Final thoughts on where you're at right now mentally. What should people expect from you now? Because now that the show is gone, there's not a fight. What are people going
to
see from Ryan?
Everybody expect me to just go into many different categories in every different way. Understand that, you know, Jesus is coming back, and I have predicted that there will be earthquake June 6th.
June 6th?
Any specific location or?
LA and Vegas.
June 6th.
On June 6th of 2024. All right, that's where I'm going to leave it with.
There you have it.
Everybody get the hell out of Los Angeles. Everybody get the, if you're watching this, run, bitches. Y'all better, yo, this dude's spitting Bible verses. Mom, if you're watching this, get out. Mom, get out. June 6th, come to Florida.
June 6th, Vegas and LA. There you have it. Ryan, congrats on the fight. Phenomenal job. Let's go have some sushi, guys.
Yes,
good.
Let's
go
it.
Have some sushi. All right. This was great.
Hey, I'm Ryan Garcia, and I have joined Manect. You could connect with me there. I'll be talking to you personally through messages, FaceTime, and a lot of other things. So we can talk business, boxing, whatever you would like to ask me. So go connect with me at Manect.